to do all of these things, to buckle the belt of truth, to put on the breastplate of righteousness, to have feet fitted. Lord, we thank you that it's by your Spirit we can do that. So we invite your Spirit to do that even now. And Lord, today as we're talking about prayer, I pray that we would become women who long for intimacy with you in such a way where that is a continued conversation in our lives, where we're just wanting to talk to you because we love you and we know you love us. Lord, where we're bringing our highs and our lows, our frustrations and our hurts and our angers and also our joy. Lord, I pray that you would fill our hearts with gratitude. I thank you that this verse says we can come to you with all sorts of prayers and requests. So God, I pray that we would be people who do that. Lord, I ask that today as we listen to your word, that you would open our hearts in such a way where we long more and more to communicate with you. That prayer becomes more and more a part of our life. And not because we have to, but because we're compelled by who you are and your love for us. So God, we pray this in your name. Thank you for this morning. Amen. So Jessica mentioned last week that we are diving right into the teaching this week. And then we're actually going to spend some time on the other end together. So with that, I'm going to read our passage. We're on page 122 of our study guide. And we're going to be in, Colossians 4, 2 through 6. So again, if you could turn to page 122 and read along with me. This is Colossians 4, 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So with that, Linda Patton's going to be our teacher this morning. Excited to have her. Our song this morning is, you like how I was doing that, Linda? It was awesome. Our song this morning is I Need the Every Hour by the Worship Initiative. And what I want to say is, you guys, if you feel inclined to sing along, belt it out, friends. Like, let it rip. Don't care what other people think around you. Just let it go. So, with that, here's our song.